Hello, everyone, and welcome to another IA Unboxed cast. My name is not Michael Dowies or Aaliyah Dudley. It is, in fact, Jason Earls. And, no. If I was, somebody would probably be speaking to me because I'd probably be a microphone. With me today is, as I'm sure people have guessed by now, Aaliyah Dudley.
He's hosting. Somebody let him drive.
Right? How do I do this again?
Dangerous.
And with me, of course, is Michael Dowies.
Hello, everyone.
Alrighty. And today we are unboxing something I'm excited about.
Yeah, because you're getting the chance to do it.
I know. Oh my gosh.
He's been waiting patiently. He's had that box since 9 o'clock this morning.
Wow.
Yeah, something like that. 9, early 10 o'clock, whenever it was I sent you the message. Cat was standing on top of the box. Because of course she was. Well, not this box, the other box, the big box. But anyway, so, what is it we are unboxing? Well, Michael and I are today unboxing Pixelbox. And, did I really just say that like that? Anyway,
yeah, for the... I'm afraid so.
You know what? I don't even care. So, for those of you who don't know what a Pixelbook is, the Pixelbook is a high-end Chromebook released by Google in, I think, 2017?
Yes.
I want to say? Yes. So, 2017. Late. It is, I'm sorry?
Late 2017.
Yeah, okay, so late 2017. The Pixelbook is, honestly, it's a lot of things. It's a laptop-type device. It's also a tablet. It's also an entertainment device. It has different modes that you can put it in. It's got a 360-degree hinge. It's a really, really nice Chromebook. And of course, the neat thing about it is I believe it was the first Chromebook that gave us access to Google Assistant.
Hmm.
And you can get, which I don't have, you can get accessories for it. You can get what's the Pixelbook Pen, which allows you to highlight stuff on the screen and have Assistant like tell you information about it.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Yeah, you can get the Pixelbook Pen for, I want to say $99, I think. There's all kinds of stuff you can get for this thing. So, as I've said, that is what Michael and I are unboxing, and I'm really excited because, you know, Chrome OS has the ability to run Android apps now, which is pretty nice, and honestly, the Pixelbook is going to be fast because Chrome OS is lightweight. This machine is going to fly.
And I'm still curious I have not seen the specs yet, so we will see what that's like when we open it up and try it out.
Oh my god, will you guys stop talking? Yeah, I know the... Can we get to the box?
Oh my god. Oh my god, in a minute. I know that... I know the entry models, I think they have like a 1.2 gigahertz Intel Core i5 CPU, and they feature, I want to say, 8 gigs of RAM, 128 gigs of storage. You can get them configured all the way up to an i7 with 16 gigs of RAM and I believe 512 gigabytes of storage. I think that sounds right. The entry models can turbo boost to 3.3 gigahertz, I believe. So these things are going to fly. They're also a fanless design. So they should be rather quiet in their operation. So, I've officially said everything I'm going to say before the unboxing. It's time to dig into this box, which is right here. Michael, if you want to dig into your box while I dig into this one, we can
okay.
Get started.
Aaliyah has already taken off the wrapping off mine, so have you done that?
I haven't even gotten that far yet.
Okay.
No, let me
go
open
ahead
the
do
shipping
that,
box.
And
real
while
quick.
You do that, let me know when you're done. And I'm going to describe this all box right. Here.
All
the
right.
Front of the box shows the Pixelbook on its side, and it has a. It shows the back of the laptop. It doesn't show the screen, and it shows the keyboard. On the front, it has the G for Google. It says Google Pixel Book. And on the bottom right, it says Chrome. On the side, it shows the Pixel Book closed. And it also has a Google Assistant icon on one side. And it has nothing on the other. On the back, it says Turns Heads on a blue background.
Oh, wow. All right, so I'm still in the process of getting into this box. I think there's some other tape. There we go. That opened up a lot easier than I thought it would.
So have you taken off the wrapping on your box?
I'm opening up the big box it came in. I'm not even to the Pixelbook box yet.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm trying to figure out how this is supposed to come out of here because it's got these cardboard little sleeve things to help keep it secure inside the big box.
Now, I wouldn't call this box looking like an Apple box.
No.
Well, from the outside, it kind of feels like one.
In the shrink wrap, it does, but when you get it out, it actually feels more like a Surface box.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Interesting.
The same texture and things like that. It feels more like a Surface box. Well, you ain't shipping it back on that.
Nope. It's actually not that damaged. It just wouldn't be quite secure. I have no idea. That's a really interesting design choice. All right, now I am to the shrink wrap, which I should be able to... You know what this feels like in shrink wrap? It feels like a giant ream of paper.
Kind of does.
Kind of. It also feels like... It feels like a MacBook Air. The MacBook Airs come boxed like they feel like that.
Mm.
Just the form factor.
Now, was there like a pull tab or something for this stuff, or did you just have to... cut into it.
Yeah.
Or rip it.
And now whatever. I keep my boxes because if I do want to sell it someday, I can present it to the person in a nice shiny box.
Oh, I'm keeping the Pixelbook box itself, but I'm not going to keep the big...
No.
I don't think I'm going to keep the big like shipping box that it came in. Where did you start on this shrink wrap, Aaliyah?
It doesn't matter. Just find a place and cut a slit.
Oh, never mind. There we go. It's coming off now. Slowly. I'm trying to keep this in a big piece so that I don't have a lot of little pieces to deal with here.
So, Jason, I'm curious. What
ASMR, anyone?
What has your girlfriend said about all this new Google tech arriving?
Not much, really, other than she's happy for me that it's here.
Is she happy that you're kind of walking on the dark side there with Google stuff?
Well, we did joke about me giving her my iPhone as an old iPhone if I end up deciding to get an Android phone at some point, which I think Aaliyah might stop talking to me if that happens.
Very possible. Although...
So I got the shrink wrap...
I have
off
to
the
say
box.
That the Pixel is a gorgeous phone.
And it's stuck.
Yep. So you got yours out of the box?
So,
out of the shrink wrap?
Yes. Do you want to. Yeah. Do you want to. This is a very shiny seeming box.
It feels that way.
Like I can see the light reflecting off of it a little bit.
Yeah. And so you put it
now
with
I'm
the.
Looking.
If you lay it in your lap and you put it with the big part of the box that you pull up on, up, and the part with the seat, I'm not sure what the term for that is, where it separates.
Is it like a magnetic closure?
It's not a magnetic, it just kind of comes up.
I don't want to break this.
You don't? Okay, so here, let me see that.
Yeah, explain it.
Okay. So, Jason, you're going to literally
lift
the top of the box up.
Yes, I just figured that out. So the top of the box does lift out. I think
Yeah.
I wonder if I've actually got it upside down.
Yeah,
Because I see
possibly.
compartments and stuff. I think it's upside down. I'm gonna flip it over real quick.
And everything falls out.
Nope. I was careful for the first time in my life. All right. So I've got the lid off the box. It does flip out. And I see some instructions. What looks like instructions. Actually, it kind of reminds me of an Apple Watch Band case a little bit. A little protector for the watch band.
It does.
Oh my gosh, yeah, it
It's a
does.
rectangle.
Wow, and it covers the adapter.
Oh.
Yes, which is right here. It's
USB-C.
got a little, yes, it's got a little piece of plastic on it. I'm going to put the instructions
Do you want me to pull the
Oh,
plastic?
back in there.
wow.
Actually,
I'm
that's not
taking the
plastic, Jason. That is cardboard.
Aaliyah.
Yeah.
I am plugging
no,
my
the
iPad
brick.
into this bad boy.
I'm
Don't
taking the
fry your
cardboard off the
iPad.
adapter right now.
It won't.
So yeah, the cable
Can I
does
see
have
it?
cardboard on it. The charging brick actually has some plastic
Yes, it does.
over it. Now,
Here you go.
for those for if you guys are getting a new Pixelbook, I'm going to
Oh,
tell you that you're going to want to plug the Pixelbook in before you start setup, because it will not turn on, from what I understand, if it's if you're trying to set it up just on battery power. This is an extremely smooth USB-C cable. Where's my power line cable? I want to see
Now,
if it feels
this
similar.
laptop is so thin.
Oh my gosh, take that plastic off. I
Okay,
want to
so
see that bad boy.
the USB-C cable actually does not feel as much like the power line cable as I thought it was. So what I'm doing is I'm unwrapping the
Gosh,
cable so that I can
most of this is box.
Yeah.
attach this to the brick.
That's
This is a
insane.
long cable. How long would you say this cable is, Michael, you think? Oh,
Yeah,
it's
I have
got a
it
little
right here.
cable.
It does have a little cable
It's got
clip.
one of those cable clip
I'm
things.
guessing 9 or 10 feet.
My
Wow, where's the
God,
charging
that's a
brick? Charging brick, charging
beautiful.
brick.
Okay.
Charging brick, charging brick. Here's the charging brick.
Here.
I'm unwrapping the charging brick. That was easy.
Oh my
It's actually kind
God.
of a blocky
Can you
charger.
see?
Wait, where does the outlet go?
In the front. It's not on top.
I don't see it.
Holy.
Oh, yeah, I do. All right. So I thought the
That.
USB-C cable would plug in on the top, but it doesn't. It plugs
No.
in
It plugs into the
kind of on
front.
the in the front. Yeah, it's really interesting. I'm
Oh
connecting
my
it now.
God.
And I'm connecting the cable to power. Once I do this, then I will be. I'm gonna have to unplug my home hub, I think.
That is
Maybe not.
elegant. There's
Nope,
no other
I
word
won't.
for it.
Well, hold on, y'all.
Hurry up.
I'm about to get into the left. I'm about to. Hold on.
You slow.
I am getting it out of the box. Holy pixel, this is thin! What is this? I don't even have I don't even have the shrink wrap off. Holy pixel! This feels like a giant, like. This feels like.
Take the shrink
have
wrap
no
off.
words.
Take the shrink wrap off.
Okay.
I have Michael's in
Taking
my
it off.
hand right now, and I just. It's.
I'm taking it off, taking it off, taking it off.
It.
It takes up no
Holy
room in a bag.
crap!
Uh-oh.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! All right, I'm gonna put the lid back on the box because I'm assuming there's nothing else of note
No,
in
there's
here.
nothing else.
May I see?
So I'm gonna
Yeah,
put the
it's
lid on the
on
box
the
and I'm gonna
lid.
set the pixel up on the box, I think. Give myself
Oh,
just a little bit of a
nice.
table. Okay, first off, I'm just gonna hold this thing.
Yeah.
I hate to say this, but I might be in love.
Here you
With
go, honey.
a Google product.
It's so thin.
It is really
Oh
thin.
my
It's
God.
gorgeous.
So the texture of the Pixelbook, is extremely smooth. Like, this thing feels nice.
It's like, interesting how the texture changes on the front of the lid.
Well, that mimics phones are. You know, there's always glass, and then there's the metal. Yeah,
and that's what this does. And now, and there's also a rubber strip on the, what I assume to be the top of the machine on the back where the hinge is. There's a rubber strip there. And then if you go down towards the bottom, there's another rubber strip that's a lot wider with a narrower strip of rubber on top of that. And then, it does have an indication as to where you can open it. There's like a divot on the front so that you can lift the screen up, which I'm going to do before I plug it in because I want to see this keyboard.
There's one thing that I am kind of disappointed about.
Oh, it's hard to open. Oh, there we go. Oh.
So that these are silver and white machines, and there is a G logo at the top right of the machine. When it's open, I like that there are volume buttons and a lock button. There's one thing I don't like about this machine that the Surface has, and that is no back-facing camera. That's actually a little disappointing to me.
Personally, that doesn't bother me at this time. I don't really have a Surface. Oh my god, this thing is amazing.
But I mean, even the Slate has that. So that is the one, as they say on other shows, niggle that I have with this.
I'm surprised, like, the computer itself and the screen are about the same thickness, just for fun. Let me take a look at this keyboard. It kind of reminds me a little bit of the Mac's new keyboard. Let me try typing. Kinda? It's not too bad, actually.
I also like that the area and for your hands is a rubber.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Yeah, that's really cool. There's also a trackpad in the middle that you can press down. It sort of does like a springboard action, kind of like a Mac.
It is now, not as much
just
of
for
a
fun.
Travel.
I'm gonna fold. Yeah, I think it's okay though. I'm gonna fold the screen back just because I can. I'm gonna see how flush it goes with the Pixelbook itself. It magnetically attaches to the... Oh my gosh.
Now, you could also use this in upside-down mode, and it will detect rotation as well. So basically, you're getting a tablet and a...
Yeah.
I'm wondering...
mode and tablet mode.
Is if you have it like this, does the keyboard itself lock? Because I don't want to be...
Yes, apparently it does.
Does it? Okay, good.
Now, there is a sticker, I think, on the display that I'm going to need to take off. Let's see.
I did not feel one.
Pretty sure.
Let me see.
I'm pretty sure there's a sticker there.
No, there is not.
At least on mine.
I could have sworn that was a sticker. Huh. Well... Shall we plug it in and see if you can see the display?
What it is, you're probably feeling, is that there's an aluminum border around the glass screen.
Oh, you know what? That might be it. I cannot believe this computer, y'all. I'm going to pick it up one more time.
It's so light.
Okay, I'm going to plug it in now. I know.
Plugging mine in as well.
It's
now,
so light.
I thought these rubber rests were going to bother me, but they don't. Like,
They
don't match the texture of the aluminum, per se, but it's not different enough to bother me. So I am plugging my computer in as well. I need to lift it up to do this.
And this machine has two ports on it, and so...
Yes, it has two USB-C ports.
And a headphone jack.
I was getting there.
Apple.
And it has a headphone jack. What is this little... Why is there a thicker metal strip above the keyboard? Is that where the speakers are, maybe?
Probably.
I'm trying to. All right, I just got the computer plugged in. Now,
Oh,
on the left
wow, I
side, there's a
opened the lid
volume.
and it just came up. Backlit keys.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I think mine might be lighting up too. So there's a volume rocker on the left side, and then towards the back of the machine, going towards the front, I believe, is the power button. So I pressed it just to make sure that it's turning on. I'm going to give it a minute before I try ChromeVox. Michael, do you want to describe the layout of the keyboard and maybe some of the more visual aspects of the machine that I would have missed?
So, and Jason, you could probably already turn on ChromeVox, but the keyboard's a standard keyboard. Along the top is escape. Oh.
What?
Along the top is escape. Back. An arrow pointing to the right. And what looks like an overview. A video button, it looks like. A settings. I don't know what some of these are. And then media keys.
Interesting.
Oh, it does have media keys. Now, I think the button on the far right hand, and these are very big, long keys, horizontally oriented keys. I think the button on the far right is the status tray button that'll like take you to the status tray. I want to say the buttons going into the left would be volume up and down,
mm-hmm.
I think. But, and these are not rounded keys. These are rectangular keys.
Also, they are more depressed on the top row than the...
Aw, they're sad.
But they're not
yeah,
as tall
are,
keys
actually.
As they're lower.
In one respect, I kind of like that.
Me too.
I think. Now, the rest of the keyboard looks like it's a normal PC style or Mac
Correct.
Style keyboard. What are the keys on the bottom directly to the left and right of the space bar? And yes, guys, the arrow keys are separated. They are rather large keys, but they're
like
easily
it.
Located with a touch. I like that too.
So here's what I like a lot. Guys, I could see this becoming a fairly useful, depending on what the specs are on this computer, for my use. And I'm going to tell you why. We have control, and then we have the assistant button.
Where? What side of spacebar?
To the left. It's control, assistant, alt, space, then alt, control, arrows.
Wait a minute. Control, assistant, alt, space, alt, control, arrows. Okay.
This is a...
That's interesting.
This is a productivity machine.
I have to pick it up again. Oh my gosh.
He just wants to hold it.
The base of the machine is as thick as the USB-C port, guys.
Yeah, that's insane. And I do like this rubber stuff on the bottom because it really
mm-hmm.
does help keep the machine stable. I really thought that was going to bother me, but it's nice. It's really, really nice, this rubber.
I'm going to have
shall,
to turn
shall
on
I,
the box.
Oh, ow. That hurt. Yeah, let me try to turn ChromeVox on. Sorry about that, guys.
Control-C.
So to turn on ChromeVox is going to be Alt Control Z, and if I can
I
successfully
think there's
get
another
it,
way you can do that.
Okay.
Does that not work on this thing?
What would be the other way?
You need to use the keyboard. Trigger.
Wow.
Now it may not. It might work in tablet mode. I don't know.
You may.
I have it mine in laptop mode.
Okay. So let's try.
So
Alt
I'm gonna,
Control Z.
Yep, Alt Control Z. I'm gonna turn it on. Try to.
ChromeVox spoken feedback is ready. Chrome.
That was Michael's.
Yep, that was mine.
In mine.
I'm a little disappointed that I couldn't use the volume up and down trick.
But
mine didn't do anything.
It's Chrome. It's not Android.
Well, so is the home hub.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, and guess what that does? That resets the home hub.
Yeah, volume up and down resets the home hub.
That's true, yeah.
We learned that.
Alright. I think my screen's lit up. I'm going to try Alt Control Z again. There we go.
Chromevox spoken feedback is ready. Select language and keyboard button. Currently selected language is English, United States. Button. Dialogue. Welcome. Ooh. Set your length 70, 63, 55%. 47, 43%.
Yep. Wow, she's distorted.
76%, 90%, 80%, 70%, 62%. 44%.
Now, I'm assuming that not all of the voices are going to be distorted like that, and I think I'm correct. I think that metal strip is where the speakers might be located. So there are a little bit of differences on these Chrome keyboards. Where you would expect caps lock to be is the search key, and the search key is going to be the Chromevox modifier.
Weird. So you'll navigate the screen. So there's no caps lock?
There is. You hit Alt Search, I think.
Oh, weird.
See. Alert. Caps lock on. Alert. Caps lock off.
Yeah, so it's Alt Search. Now, the basics of moving around the screen is with the keyboard. Chromevox, which is what I'm going to refer to the search key as from this period on. Left arrow to go to the previous item. Chromevox right arrow to go to the next item, and Chromevox space to activate an item, as I understand it.
And I'm going to be using the touchscreen approach of dragging around the screen.
Which you can do with Chromevox too, but I'm not familiar with the gestures at this time. So, it looks like we're in a dialogue, so let me Chromevox left and see what we have here.
Dialogue. Heading one. Set your language and network.
Welcome. Oh, that's confusing.
Yeah, sorry. That's going to get confusing.
Sorry, go ahead, Jason, and then I'll set mine. I thought it was just going to read welcome, and that was it.
No.
Select language and keyboard button. Currently selected language is English, United States. Button. Accessibility button. Let's go button. Accessibility button. Dialogue. Chromevox spoken feedback button. Large mouse cursor. Normal. Large mouse cursor. Button. High contrast mode. Off. High contrast mode. Button.
I want to show you guys how responsive this is. Listen to this. I'm going to go really quickly through this dialogue. Look at this.
Wow.
Normal.
It really is. Large.
High contrast mode. Off. High contrast mode. But screen magnifier. Off. Screen mag. Unscreen keyboard.
How do I get to that?
Unscreen keyboard. Button. Not pressed.
Accessibility button.
Let me find that,
Jason.
Yeah,
it's in the welcome dialogue.
Let me find that, and then I will turn off my speech, and we can go through together.
Okay.
So I could get screen magnifier, then.
Accessibility button.
I know she's very tinny, but I suspect these speakers are actually not going to be too bad once, you know, you start playing audio through them.
Screen magnifier. Off. Screen magnifier button not pressed.
Okay. I wish I knew the shortcuts for it, but okay, this will work for now.
Where's the other? Is there a microphone on the bottom right side of the computer just above the other USB-C port, or is it...
I'm not sure.
I can't tell. I guess we should have described the ports all the way around the machine. Well, I guess we did that, because it was just the USB-C headphone jack. And alright, so I'm going to continue through this dialogue once I get reoriented to the machine here. Here we go.
Okay, button.
That's what we want.
Dialogue.
Whoops.
Okay, button.
So, Chromevox space.
Dialogue. Accessibility. Button. Let's go. Button.
Let's go.
Dialogue. Xfinity Wi-Fi.
Okay, so now it looks like I get to select my network. Can I just up and down arrow through here?
Airport.
I can.
Xfinity Wi-Fi.
That is so quick.
Lenora. Xfinity Airport.
Alright, I don't know if I can just hit enter here.
Pro.
Was that not the enter key?
Alert. Network connection error, failed to connect to network. Oh, okay. Unknown network to restore your data. Xfinity. Xfinity Airport.
Chromebox space then.
Airport. Airport.
Why is there two?
Choose EAP method button has pop up. This setting is enforced by your administrator. Image. Phase 2 authentication. Automatic. Phase 2 authentication button. This setting is enforced by your administrator. Server CA certificate default. Servers. This setting is enforced by subject match. Subject match. Edit user certificate. None installed. This setting is enforced by your.
So I'm just Chromevox right arrowing through this dialogue because I don't understand.
Identity. Identity. This setting is a password. Password. Edit text.
Okay, now I think I can just type in this password field, so I'm going to try that. See if I can get connected here. Alright, so I have the password typed, so I'm going to continue through the rest of this dialogue because there's some other things in here.
Click to show password button, not pressed. Anonymous identity.
Those are just edit text. Advanced network settings.
Yeah.
This setting is in save identity and password, checkbox, checked. This setting is enforced by share this network connect, disabled button.
Oh, it's disabled.
Cancel button.
Why is it disabled?
Join Wi-Fi network, dialogue. Join connect, share this network with other users. This setting is enforced by your administrator, image.
Was I not actually in the password field?
Save identity and this, edit text. Cancel. Save identity. Click to show identity. Choose. Cancel. Save identity. Can't choose. EAP method. Button. Has pop up.
I'm confused.
Do you have to Chromebox space on the edit text?
Because it didn't say anything.
I don't think you're supposed to. Well, I muted while I was typing.
Yeah.
Because it was reading letters.
This setting is
I can try that.
Phase two, automatic.
I'm a little concerned with this setting as enforced by your administrator bit.
Hmm?
I'm a little concerned by that whole this setting's enforced by your administrator bit.
Mm-hmm.
Subject match. User certificate. None of this setting is enforced by your identity. Identity. A2PQ. This setting is enforced by your administrator. Image.
Oh, did I put that in the wrong place?
Identity.
Let's see if I can select all and delete. With Control A, I don't know if that works.
A2PQ. Identity. Edit text.
I guess it does.
This setting password.
Okay, so we are back. I think what happened is somehow I selected the wrong network or something. I don't know. But it looks like I may be connected now, because I'm on a Chrome OS Terms and Conditions screen.
Google Chrome OS Terms Contents. Document. Sticky mode enabled.
Whoops, I didn't mean to do that. So what you can do with Chromevox is you can lock the Chromevox key by tapping the search key twice.
Cool.
Sticky mode disabled. Sticky mode enabled.
And it's really quick to respond, so now that I've done that, I guess I'm going to go ahead and just use right arrow and get through this if I can.
Google Chromeo's Terms of Service. Your use of Chrome OS is governed by a copy of the Google Chrome OS term. By using this, the Chrome OS device provided to you includes Chrome OS software, closing, 1, your relate, 1 point, service, in this, 1 point, unit, dot, 1 point, addition, dot, 1 point, terms, dot.
I wonder if I can tab two buttons on this thing. Let me turn sticky mode off.
Sticky mode disabled. Google Chromeo's term Chrome. Checkbox. Checked. System security. Checkbox. Checked. Optional. Help make Chrome OS better by automatically sending diagnostic and usage data to Google. Learn more. Back. Accept and continue. Button. Checking for updates. Chrome.
Okay, so it's checking for updates.
Checking for updates. Sign in. Press the tab key to interact with input elements. Email or phone. Edit text, forgot email or phone. Edit text, email entry.
All right, so we're going to cut while I type in my email and password, because I'm going to sign in with my personal email address. So after having a little fun with my Google verification code, it looks like I am now signed in and I am presented with a Play Store Terms of Service, which I am going to agree to. I'm going to see if I can just tab through this.
Google Play Terms of Service. Google Terms of Service. Link. Age Restrictions. Link. Additional Requirements. Privacy Policy. Help Center. Link. Terms of Service. The Google Payments Privacy Policies. Privacy Noted. Refund Policy. Link. Refund Policies. Help Center. Link. Google Play's Reef Policies. Here. Google Play Refund Policy. Google Play Music Help. Google. Link. List Item. List. Privacy and Help. English. Chrome. Automatically Backup and Restore. Google Privacy Policy. Link. Automatically Backup and Restore Play App Data to Google Drive. Learn more. Let Google's location service help apps find your location quickly and accurately, which can reduce battery consumption. Anonymous location data will be sent to Google, even when no apps are running. Learn more. Skip. Button. Agree. Button. Agree. Disabled. Chrome. Next. Button. Alert. Connected to airport. Strong signal. Dialogue. Meet your Google Assistant. Ask it questions. Tell it to do things. It's always ready to help.
Okay, so I've gone back to the standard Chrome, Vox, and Arrow navigation method.
Email a friend, check your calendar, play music and more. To get started, say quote okay Google quote or press the assistant key on the keyboard.
That's amusing. That's amusing.
Hi, how can I help? Skip button. Next button. Alert. Google Play Protect is turned on. Google Play Protect is turned on.
It did that on its own.
Clear notification. Google Play Store bullet. Now Google Play Protect is turned on. This feature protects your device from harmful apps.
It did that on its own. That was not me.
Dialogue. Sticky mode enabled. Sticky mode disabled. Meet your Google. Ask email. Hops. Next. Button. Google. Window. Give your new assistant permission to help you. The assistant depends on these settings in order to work correctly. Turn these settings on for. Give your new assistant permission to help you. The assistant depends on G20 app activity from this device. App checkbox. Not checked. App activity from this device. Checkbox. Not checked. Saves your activity from apps on this device. Checkbox. Saves your activity from apps on this device.
Oh dear.
Saves your activity from apps on this device when your additional web and app activity setting is on in your Google account. If you use your device without an internet connection, your data may be saved in your account once you return online. Not all Google services save this data in your account. This data helps Google give you more personalized experiences across Google services, like smarter app and article recommendations, and useful ads, both on and off Google. Location history. Location history saves where you go with your devices even...
Can I just skip through this, or do you guys want me to actually read this stuff?
Just give it...
All right.
Permission.
Yeah.
The assistant depends on these settings in order... Checkbox. Checked. App active... Saves your activity... Checkbox. Not checked. Location history saves where you go with your devices even when you aren't using a specific Google service. Expand.
That's kind of weird.
No thanks. Turn on... But...
Hmm?
That's kind of weird.
Yeah, I'm gonna uncheck
anything. No, checkbox. Checked. Location history saves where you go with your... No, checkbox. Not checked. Location... Turn on. Button. Checkbox. Not checked. Device information from this device stores info about contacts, calendars, apps, music, and other data from this device. Expand.
I wonder if I need to turn that on or else it won't synchronize. What do you think?
What's that?
If I leave that unchecked, I wonder if it won't synchronize my contacts and stuff.
I don't know.
I'll turn it on.
No thanks. Turn on. Button. This data may be saved and used in any Google service where you are signed in to give you more personalized experiences. You can see your data. Delete it and change your setting. No thanks. Turn on. Button. Google Assistant logo. Image.
Okay.
Teach the assistant to recognize your voice. Say quota. Your assistant uses what's on your screen to provide relay. Skip. Get started button. Get started button. Google window. Google assistant logo. Teach the Google assist. Teach the assist progress indicator. Listening ellipsis. Say quote okay. Recording quote okay. Skip button. Skip button.
I'll do this later. I hit ChromeVox space.
Next. Let your assistant can offer more rel. Let Google assistant logo. Let the Google assistant logo. Let the assistant use what's on your screen. Your assistant can offer more relevant suggestions and specific actions related to what's on your screen. You can change this in assistant settings. Let your Google's let your assistant use what next button on switch on next button.
I almost wish it would give me a sort of a click sound to let me know I've successfully clicked a button.
Good night. When your Chromebook is your Google assistant, your assistant is ready. When your Chromebook is set up, press the assistant button or say OK Google to get help from your assistant anytime.
Sorry, no. I don't know how to help with that.
I mean, you should. That's like one of your features, right? Anyway.
Next button. Welcome. Welcome to ChromeVox. Heading to.
Ah, the good stuff. Here we go.
Are you using ChromeVox spoken feedback for the first time? This quick tutorial explains the essentials for getting started with ChromeVox. To advance, press enter. To go back, press backspace. Previous, next, button. ChromeVox tutorial, next, previous, next, on, off, and stop, heading to. To temporarily stop ChromeVox from speaking, press the sticky mode enabled.
I didn't mean to do that. You know, I'll just leave it enabled.
On. To temporarily stop ChromeVox from speaking, press the Control key. To turn ChromeVox on or off, use Control plus Alt plus Z. To advance, press Enter. To go back, press Backspace. Previous, Next, button.
So I guess Next is, the voiceover equivalent would be Next default button, I guess. That's what it's basically saying.
The ChromeVox modifier key. Heading 2. In ChromeVox, the search key is the modifier key. Most ChromeVox alert, Google Play Protect is turned on. Alert, Google Play Protect is turned on. On the Chromebook, in ChromeVox, the search key is the modifier key. Most ChromeVox shortcuts start with the search key. You'll also use the arrow keys for navigation. On the Chromebook, the search key is immediately above the left shift key. During this tutorial, press any key to hear its name. To advance, press Enter. To go back, press Backspace. Previous, Next, Basic Navigation, Heading 2. To move forward between items on a page, press Search plus Right Arrow, or Search plus Left Arrow to jump back. To go to the next line, press Search plus Down Arrow. To get to the previous line, use Search plus Up Arrow. If you try using Search...
I didn't mean to skip that, my bad.
To move forward between items on a page, press Search plus Right Arrow, or Search plus Left Arrow to jump back. To go to the next line, press Search plus Down Arrow. To get to the previous line, use Search plus Up Arrow. If you reach an item you want to click, press Search plus Space. Try using Search plus Right Arrow now to find the next button, then press Search plus Space to click it. Sticky mode. Previous. Next. Jump commands. Heading 2.
So, it's not automatically reading these pages, which I feel like it should be if it's telling you in the beginning to just press Enter and Backspace. I've been reading this thing manually with ChromeVox navigation so far.
Use jump commands to skip to specific types of elements. Sticky mode enabled.
Fine.
Use jump commands to skip to specific types of elements. To jump forward between headings, press Search plus H, or to jump backward, press Search plus Shift plus H. This is the second heading. Keep going. Either press Search plus H or Search plus Shift plus H. This is the last heading. Press Search plus H to wrap to the first heading, or Search plus Shift plus H to go to the second heading on this page. Heading 2. Jump commands. Heading. This is the jump commands. This is the last heading. Press Search.
Okay, so that little bubble sound we were hearing earlier, I guess, means it's wrapped to the beginning of the window.
Try using Search plus Right Arrow now to find the next button, then press Search plus Space. Previous. Next. Command menus. Heading 2. To explore all ChromeVox commands and shortcuts, press Search plus Period, then use the arrow keys to navigate the menus. and enter to activate a command. Return here by pressing search plus O then T. Try using search plus right arrow now to find the next button, then press search plus space to click it. Pre-next button.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and hit next.
Helpful Chrome shortcuts. Heading 2. The next few shortcuts aren't Chrome box commands, but they're still very useful for getting the most out of Chrome. To navigate forward through actionable items like buttons and links, press the Tab key. To navigate backwards, press Shift plus Tab. To enter the Chrome browser address box, also called the Omnibox, press Ctrl plus L. To open and go to a new tab automatically, press Ctrl plus T, your cursor will be in the Omnibox. To close a tab, press Ctrl plus W.
Now, from what I'm seeing so far, these seem like, you know, kind of basic browser commands, you know, maybe something like Firefox, so that's kind of nice.
To move forward between open tabs, use Ctrl plus Tab. To open the Chrome browser menu, press Alt plus F. To jump to other parts of the screen, like toolbars or the system tray, press Ctrl plus Forward. On a Chromebook, the forward key is immediately above the number 2 key.
Oh, okay. So that would be... Oh, wait, that's interesting. Huh.
Previous, next, button. Sounds, heading 2. Chrome Box uses sounds to give you essential and additional information. You can use these sounds to navigate more quickly by learning what each sound means. Once you get more comfortable, you can turn off verbose descriptions in speech and rely on them for essential information about the page. Here's a complete list of sounds and what they mean. The modal alert. The non-modal alert. The modal alert. The non-modal alert. The button.
I wish there was some space between the speech and the sound.
An unchecked checkbox. The checked checkbox.
So wait, unchecked is... And checked is... Okay, I was hitting Control to do that, by the way.
An editable text field. An invalid key press. The link. The list box or combo box. The page load in progress.
So weird, it like sort of fading away.
The pop-up button. The slider. Wrap from beginning to end or end to beginning inside of a page. Previous. Next. Button. Learn more. Heading 2. Congratulations. You've learned the essentials to use Chrome Box successfully. Remember that you can open the Chrome Box command menu at any time by pressing search plus period. To learn even more about Chrome Box and Chrome OS, visit the following articles. If you're done with the tutorial, use Chrome Box to navigate to the close button and click it. Chrome Box command reference. Chromebook keyboard. Use Chromebook previous. Next. Chrome Box to next. Disabled. Button. Chrome Box close. Chrome Box tutorial. Button. Close. Button. Welcome. Welcome. Window. Howdy, Jason. Heading 1. Welcome to the Chrome family. This is no ordinary computer.
All right, so that is the end of the Chrome Box tutorial. I think what I'm going to do, because this has been a while, I'm going to go ahead and let Michael take it from here to show off the Pixelbook from, you know, a more visual perspective.
So, interestingly, I closed my lid and opened it again, and it's asking for my Google password.
Interesting. Now, I want to say, like, I know the speakers sounded kind of tinny when I was reading with ChromeVox, but I really think that's the text-to-speech engine at play here. I think that's just the way it's designed. I don't think the speakers are going to sound quite like that. I think they're going to sound a bit better. And you can, I don't quite know how to do it yet, but you can, actually, since these Chromebooks can run Android apps, you can use Android text-to-speech engines with ChromeVox. So if you have something like Acapella purchased, or you have the Code Factory Voices purchased, or eSpeak, or whatever, you should be able to use them with ChromeVox, which is kind of cool. Also, in this version of Chrome OS, I think what happens is whenever you use an Android app, it will use it'll switch to TalkBack to do the Android apps. What a friend of mine told me is that if you update Chrome OS, it will actually stick with ChromeVox to read the Android app. So that's going to be interesting. It looks like I'm going to have some updates to do once we get done with the show.
Well, and something I want to learn is, what are the different keystrokes? Like, what is the keystroke to, like, I don't know, open or close programs, you know?
I think it's Control W. There's actually a list when I got to the end of the tutorial, and I decided not to cover it because simply because the episode is, you know, so long. I think I mentioned that earlier. It will actually give you a list of keyboard shortcuts that you can use with Chrome OS, and you can see all of them. It did say something to the effect of, if you want to see what shortcuts are available for the window you're in, I think it's Control-Alt-Slash, which is kind of like holding the Command key down with a keyboard connected to an iOS device. So, I really like this Pixelbook, though. It feels very nice in the hand. It's so thin. Oh, it's wonderful.
So
did you get your password entered?
I have my password entered, and I'm wondering if I could just play stuff from the assistant.
I don't know. I'm going to try and close my screen, so if my Chromebook talks, guys, I apologize. I have sped the speech up since, while we were cut earlier. So I'm going to close my lid. Did you notice the screen ratio on the lid, Michael? It's a little different. It's kind of squarish, I think.
And it's not a very high resolution. It's 1200 by 800, which is kind of meh.
Does that translate into noticeable differences in quality when you actually look at it?
I can't really notice it, but I haven't really been paying too much attention. I'm going to try to play some music here. So I'm going to bring up the assistant. I like this. Let's see. Just a second, says. Your assistant will be right with you.
I do think the speakers are right above the keyboard on that metal strip. You see what I'm talking about? Like the raise? Is there actually a speaker grill there, or is it, like, just solid?
It's pretty solid. I'm not sure.
That would be Aaliyah's phone.
It's a very interesting sound.
Yeah, it is. It took me a minute. I was like, wait, what is that? I just realized how pronounced the corners of the Pixelbook are. And the corners are actually, the angles on the corners are smaller towards the back of the machine than they are towards the front. If I bumped into this, I could probably do some serious damage to myself. On, you know, depending on how hard I ran into this thing. Now, was there anything on the glass strip on the top of the machine, or is it just...
Just the letter G. Glass?
Like, does it have... Oh, just letter G.
Okay, hang on. Play Church Bells by Carrie Underwood.
That or Sound of Silence or something.
Let's see.
That trackpad kind of sounds like a Mac, doesn't it?
Play The Sound of Silence by Disturbed.
Spotify isn't installed on your device. You can install Spotify to start listening.
And there's a link to do that in Google Assistant.
That's handy.
Install.
How fast is it doing stuff?
There's no lag at all. None. Play The Sound of Silence by Disturbed. Play The Sound of Silence by Disturbed.
And also, guys, there's an Android app for Apple Music, so if you have an Apple Music subscription, you know, maybe like me, you don't have an Android phone, you'll still be able to
play The Sound of Silence by Disturbed.
Sure, The Sound of Silence by Disturbed.
Play Apple Music.
Here it is on Spotify. Please sign into the Spotify app with the same account as the one linked to the Google Assistant.
Fine. Okay, to actually give a description of this, which this is kind of disgusting. I'm in the Spotify app for Android. And you literally get a portrait Android app. It is not in landscape, folks.
So is it actually sideways? Like, would you have to flip the Pixelbook on its side to see it properly?
I'm wondering. Hang on. No rotation. So I wonder if you would have to turn it to tablet mode and do it. But that's not very effective, so we're just going to...
I thought there was a web app for Spotify.
I'm sure there is, but I'm doing the... actually, the Google Assistant... sent me to the Play Store. Now, my Spotify is done through Facebook, and it did not get me.
What about YouTube? Why don't you see if you can find it on YouTube, maybe?
Continue with Facebook.
And apparently the small, like, Android app icon does not happen with all apps, from what I was reading before I actually got the thing. So it'll be interesting to see which apps work well and which ones don't.
This keyboard also takes a little bit of getting used to for me.
I think I'm gonna like this thing, though. I really do.
Okay, I'm logged in. Oh, interesting. Well done, folks. Well done. While I said that the initial screen was that way, when I logged in, it provides a full screen experience. Well done, Spotify. Well done.
That's cool.
So, play Church Bells by Carrie Underwood.
There's a problem with this. Play Church Bells by Carrie Underwood.
All right, Church Bells by Carrie Underwood. Playing on Spotify.
Careful not to let it go too long.
Oh. We want to cut out here.
Yeah.
So the speakers have a lot to be desired.
A lot.
I don't know that I would use this thing for the speakers. I'm trying to figure out where I would go to find the specs of this machine.
In the settings?
Yeah, I would think so. And that's kind of disappointing because, like, I really thought the speakers were going to be a bit better than what they were based on the way speech sounded, because that particular synthesizer that I was using with Chromevox is kind of tinny anyway. So once we conclude the show...
Okay, I like this. Oh my god. I like this.
It has put Spotify in notifications, so I could go into notifications even if I don't have Spotify on the screen. And play or pause the music. Or like.
Huh. Interesting.
So no, I probably would not use this machine for that. However, if I had it hooked up to speakers or something else, yeah.
Yeah. One of the things I'm interested to try, since it, you know, can run Android apps, even if it doesn't have the greatest speakers in the world... is Bard.
Yeah. A laptop running Bard.
Yeah, I know, that's so weird. But I don't know. I'll have to play with it and see. I was initially going to take my headphones off before we did the unboxcast. I was like, I'll just take my headphones off and give it a listen, but you know, I think after hearing that, I might want to save my reactions where I can speak freely, which is not necessarily on this podcast. I don't know. But at least it's okay for me to be able to listen to speech with, I think, especially once I, you know, possibly select a different synthesizer. I think it'll be all right for that.
And, you know, so we'll with headphones, see. It would be a good Team Talk machine.
Mm-hmm. I think it's supposed to have 4 microphones from what I read in a review somewhere, but I don't know where they are.
I'm trying to go back into settings.
Mm-hmm. I do like this machine, though. Possibly really bad speakers aside. I like its form factor. It feels nice in my hands. I like it.
Yeah, and also, if there's equalizer settings, that's another thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Although this can only do so
okay.
much.
Okay, here's something that it has that Android does not. It has an equivalent to Spotlight. Search device, apps, and web from the by pressing just the Chrome button.
Where's the Chrome button?
I'm assuming that's the search button.
Yeah, the search button.
Oh, I wonder how we would do that with Chromevox then, because it uses that as the modifier.
I don't know. Where do I go to get to settings? I don't remember.
Can assistant open it maybe?
And it's already saying I have updates. And that's the thing too. We don't know how old of a version of Chrome OS we're running on here.
Yeah. I think I'm pretty sure there's a way to make it manually check for updates, but I think even mine said, you know, from the beginning that there were updates available. I just didn't install them. I don't know if it's going to do that on automatically or what. But And I am going to go through those ChromeVox commands that it mentioned earlier with, I think it was ChromeVox period, and see. But I really think I'm going to like this machine.
I'm just trying to figure out. I wish I could get device information. It's not in settings. Let's type about up here in the search.
Yeah, there's got to be a way to do that, I would think. Where's the... Oh.
There's not.
Huh. You would think there's a way to do it. That keyboard sounds nice, though, when you hear somebody type on it.
It does.
I gotta say.
Okay, we may have to come back and touch on this later. And this is kind of the big complaint I have about Chrome. Because you don't get... Well then, there's a navigation menu in the settings.
What were you going to say?
There is also an advanced settings section.
Oh.
Yeah. let's see. Of course, that has all the information about Google Chrome. I'm going to go to this advanced real quick, see what's in there.
Now, I know you said that the resolution on the screen was a little low. Is it easy to see? Like,
yeah,
do you have?
It's pretty easy to see. Okay, I go to advanced. You get date and time, privacy and security, passwords and forms, languages and input. Here's the real meat and potatoes of of this whole experience. And of course, it has just advanced things here. Okay, there's not as much as I thought there would be here. So that's a little disappointing. But we will write about this on the website and stuff like that. So I was honestly hoping for a little more.
And we might even do possibly some, I don't know, demo casts or something. Who knows, right?
Right. We will. All right. Jason, you want to close us up?
Sure, because I want to play with my Pixelbook. As far as like my final thoughts, I think it's going to be a very interesting machine to play with. You know, using ChromeVox with the keyboard, I mean, some of the shortcuts are kind of odd to me, but you know, navigating around the system seems to be okay for me for the most part, not knowing any of the advanced navigation methods, but you know, search plus right and left arrow, search plus space, search H, search shift H, try saying that three times quickly. And there's a couple keyboard shortcuts it doesn't tell you about in the tutorial, but you can actually speed up and slow down the rate of speech as well as the pitch. And to do so is, I want to say it's ChromeVox and left bracket to speed up speech, ChromeVox shift left bracket to slow it back down, ChromeVox right bracket to speed to raise the pitch, and ChromeVox shift right bracket to lower the pitch. And you can do that, it looks like, from anywhere in Chrome. So you don't have to go into any menus. And I think if you set up a text-to-speech synthesizer from Android as your synthesizer, you can still use those speech rate settings to adjust ChromeVox speech rate. So it's going to be very interesting. I'm really excited to play with this and to learn more about it, because I've been interested in Chrome OS for a long time. I've just never owned a Chromebook until now. So, Michael, do you have anything you want to final comment?
I will say that this thing gets very bright. It has a lot of updates, apparently. I just told mine to update. I want to see some improvements. The nice thing about this that I kind of fail always to really mention is this is a full computer, folks. I mean, you can get command prompt and all that stuff. So, yes, we have problems with it. There's one problem you can't fix, and that's the speakers. That is kind of a main issue. Right, Aaliyah?
Yeah. Ow.
But I could get to a Linux prompt on this thing and actually install developer tools. I can do things that I couldn't do on an iPad. And, I mean, this is slightly thicker than an iPad with a better keyboard. I could run developer stuff. It has a good processor. It's a desktop, folks. It just did a system update since I've been talking. Two or three system updates.
It's done?
It's done.
Wow, that was fast. Insane.
Yes, it was. That is insane. And, I mean, we could run TeamTalk on here. We could do all kinds of stuff on this device with headphones, has Bluetooth, has everything we want. So I'm pretty impressed with it.
Yeah, and honestly, this is going to sound very weird coming from me, especially from you guys who know me. I'm okay with the machine having not the greatest speakers just because of everything it will allow us to do.
What?
Jason, like, do Jason I wish is, they were better? Yes.
Jason's trading off speakers. Wow.
I am. But I also wasn't expecting a lot out of them anyway, based on reviews that I had read prior to owning the Pixelbook. So I was kind of already prepared for them not to be the greatest.
Whoa.
Which is interesting to say, but I mean, I still like
this. We should have updated the system before doing this update. I mean, we should have updated the system before doing the podcast.
Why?
Massive system overhaul as far as look and feel.
Does it fix some of your quibbles?
I don't know, but just the entire launcher is different. Vastly different. The bottom part, navigation area with the dock and all that, even goes away.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. I think it's called the shelf, actually.
You're probably right, but they changed how the whole shelf looks.
Wow.
I mean, I think the podcast was fair, though.
Yeah.
Because this is how they're shipped.
Yes. That's true. Mm-hmm.
They need to do what Apple does, and a lot of times they update their stock as it...
Yeah,
like,
but even Apple doesn't always have...
It's not always running the latest, but if there's a major update that drops, I believe they do, I think.
Well, when I got my iPad, it was still running iOS 10, and iOS 12 was out.
I think it may not have been. They get new ones in stock as they're manufactured. I believe they put latest on them, but I could be wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, at the same token, it didn't take long for, you know, Michael's Pixelbook to update. So
yeah,
I don't know. It's very interesting. I'm really excited to play with this thing some more. What?
Yeah, Linux was added to the to the settings.
Oh.
I would say that that's pretty vastly different. So yes, there is a lot to explore on this device. I will be busy for days figuring it all out. So I'm pretty excited. So Jason, let's go ahead and wrap this thing up.
Alrighty. Well, I think I've basically said everything I can say up to this point. So, Michael, where can people find you online?
People can find me producing content for iAccessibility. You can email me at Mike Doise, that's MikeDoise at iAccessibility.net. And you can find me on Twitter, just search for Mike Doise. And I'm on Facebook, just search for Michael Doise. And I'll have my personal website at MichaelDoise.com.
Alrighty. And Aaliyah, where can people find you online?
People can find me producing content for iAccessibility. You can email me at Aaliyah, that's A-L-E-E-H-A, at iAccessibility.net. And you can follow me on Twitter at BlindCowgirl199.
Alrighty, and Jason, oh wait, that's me, people can find, as far as where people can find me, you can find me producing content for iAccessibility. You can email me at jason@iAccessibility.net. You can search for me on Twitter at JDE, that is Juliet Delta Echo 91. You can also find me on Facebook, just search for Jason Earls.
Alright. You can find iAccessibility at iAccessibility.net. We are iAccessibility1 on Twitter. If you want to find us on Facebook, you can search for iAccessibility. You can also get us in on your iOS device. Just look for iAccessibility in the App Store. We are also on Google Play as IACast, and we're all over the web. We're on YouTube. We're on Tumblr. We're on all kinds of places. Just search for us. You can also send us feedback by emailing feedback@iAccessibility.net. You can become a patron and help us bring other great shows like this by going to patreon.com/iacast. And we appreciate any donations you might send our way and become a patron. And there's other perks as well, like all of our outtakes. So those are some great resources to get a hold of us, and so we also would love your feedback and thoughts by emailing us, like we said earlier. So, again, thanks for listening to this Unboxed Cast, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah, it was really strange to host this time, but it was a lot of fun, so.
Yeah.
With that said, I guess we shall say goodbye until next time. So, bye everyone.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Copyright 2019, iAccessibility, LLC.